I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The threat of terrorism in Indonesia is growing under a combination of anti-Western backlash and the coming of Christmas. Open Doors USA's Carl Muller says despite the promise of stepped-up security,
Christians have been asked by their leadership there to keep their celebrations modest so that it doesn't unduly provoke the Muslim neighbors in Indonesia.
Open Doors is building bridges, but it's still tenuous. Muller's urging prayer during the Advent season.
The church is growing, and where that happens, those tensions create a tinderbox effect where a small spark, a small incident, can produce violence against Christians there.
Next, recent peace talks may prove to be the best chance for ending Uganda's civil war. The war displaced 1.5 million people and created the aberration of the child soldier. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says they've committed to working with the children in 3 remote refugee camps. She says they're anxious to get started.
We will first of all be trying to recruit missionaries to work in the IDP camps, both on a long-term and a short-term basis, and to do training in the area for children's workers. And we're beginning the recruiting immediately.
An Audio Scripture Ministry says a new mobile studio is doing exactly what it's supposed to do in India. Partnered with World Cassette Outreach of India, the team took the studio to the field and recorded 2 new languages. The team's also trying to work with 2 other languages, but scheduling and reader availability postponed the planned recordings. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering a free copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent: Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.